where you're getting like 80, 70 points a game in this Heartland Rugby Championship. And then we got a 4-4 draw between King Country and North Otago. Joining us now to have a chat about all the Rugby Heartland finals from his perspective is Kevin here from rugbyheartland.co.nz. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Glenn.
Yes, it was nice to be reminded of that when I saw your stat sheet this morning. King Country 4, North Otago 4, back on the 1st of October.
That's one result that's just going to stick in your mind forever, isn't it?
Yeah, random, eh? 4-all, yeah. We're going to get bombarded by these 80-point scorelines, and to get one like that was just odd. Let's touch on the Lahore Cup final first. James, Jason Caskey there from the Whanganui coach, we just had a chat to him from the Whanganui team, reckons King Country will win this game. What about you?
Yeah, well, they've definitely had the wood over North Otago in the last couple of years. I mean, this is the third time now they've met. I mean, North Otago will be looking at that, because it is the replay of last year's Lahore Cup. So they were slow out of the blocks last year. They haven't really been travelling all that well. North Otago, remember, got spanked a couple of weeks ago by West Coast. I think I'd have to sort of agree that King Country will hold on to that Lahore Cup, mainly because, one, the 4-all draw, the weather wasn't great that day. The weather this weekend is meant to be perfect, absolutely perfect weather for rugby. It's an early game too, so if anything, that might be, is it too soon after lunch maybe for the guys? But I don't know. If I was going to put points on it, I'd say probably King Country by 8.
King Country by 8, eh? Well, that's interesting. King Country, so you're thinking King Country 12 and under, for instance, that's paying 5. Let's have a look. It's paying $2.90. That is the favourite option. In fact, 13 plus is the favourite option at $2.10 for King Country to win this game. King Country 12 and under, $2.85. North Otago 12 and under, $4.75. North Otago 13 plus.
I feel like a rebel now.
$8 and, $8.50. So that's where that is. And I noticed they got 4 players in the Heartland squad yesterday too. Only 3 from Whanganui. That's interesting. Although it was interesting to hear Barry Matthews saying half a dozen players aren't available due to work commitments. That's not just from Whanganui. I think that's across the board, Kevin. What's your reaction to the Heartland squad that was named yesterday?
I think it's fair. It's even. It's across the board. I mean, we've got 15 new caps. Unless something's come out over the last 24 hours, we had 4 from Whanganui getting in there. Lindsay Horrocks, Peter Rowe, and then the 2 new caps, Vicky Tofa and Tarangatira Waitokia. So, and then, of course, in the bowler team, we had James Lash, who just will not be beaten in the point scoring this year, and Dan Haitung from bowler. So, overall, across all the both finals, we've got 12 of the Heartland team running out. But I think it was fair. I was wondering if Zach Guilford would have made it
from
Wairarapa,
right.
but that wasn't the case. So, I think it's a fair representation of the entire Heartland Championship. Maybe there could have been room there from someone from the East Coast to give it a full representation, but maybe next time.
Yeah.
Apparently, Kevin, just to jump in, mate, I was having a chat to Jason Caskey about this yesterday, actually. I mentioned that, and he said it's because Zach's ineligible because he's a lone player to Wairarapa and hadn't played any club rugby there.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
From Hawke's Bay?
From Tasman.
From Tasman?
Remember he signed for Tasman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Well, I didn't remember that he signed for Tasman. He's been around a bit, old Zach, hasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not available, eh? Okay. All right. Well, that's the reason for that then. Now, what about the other game, the big game, of course, Buller versus Whanganui, mate? What are you thinking here? It'll be really hard for them to win, isn't it, Buller?
It will be. But you pointed out the 40-30 score 3 years ago by Buller. That was a Lahore Cup semi-final in Whanganui. So, I mean, they're a team that has got close to Whanganui in previous years. The game down at Westport this year, it was a bit of a weird one. Buller were chasing a bonus point. They took silly mistakes. They would have learned from that game. I'm expecting a tight one. Whanganui will get up, I believe, to win the game. But I don't think we're going to see the blowout like we did. But then, on the other hand, it could completely be a total blowout. So, totally sitting on the fence. But if I had to put a point score on it, I think we're in for an awesome match. And I think we're looking at a 6-point victory to Whanganui.
Okay, all right, yes. It's going to be hard for Buller. I mean, they have done really well, though, Kevin, away from home in the recent times. I mean, they've beaten some very good sides away from home in the latter part of the season, haven't they? So we probably shouldn't underrate them, should we?
No, definitely not. I mean, the thing is, you know, Buller, they're a tight group. You know, they travel well together. You've got Bart and Bug there, the two coaches who have been around and have turned the fortunes of Buller around amazingly in the last few years. That's Craig Scannon and Craig Neal. Mm. And, you know, they're a team that is very, very tight. And, I mean, if anything, you know, there could be the possibility that a couple of these guys might be retiring at the end of the season. So there will be a lot of passion out there to maybe send these, you know, legends of the game from Buller out on a high. I think that they're going to go and really hit it out hard and not leave anything on the, in the sheds. So they're going to really put up a fight, I believe.
Indeed. It's going to be a great season, great end to the season, Kevin, isn't it, as the curtain comes down. Of course, live coverage of both games coming up this weekend too, eh?
Oh, that's awesome. Sky News, well done. I mean, feast of rugby then on Saturday for everybody. You know, we start off with the Hawke Cup at 1:30. Then we've got the Meads Cup at 4:30. And then straight into the big one, Canterbury-Tasman on Saturday evening. So, for the purists, it's the day we sort of hang out for all season. After all that club rugby, all the volunteers, everything like that, people, you know, it's Sunday morning, we can put our feet up for another 6 months before it all starts again.
6 months? Jeepers, that's a long way off, isn't it?
Well, I suppose if you want to throw the sevens in there now, you know, there's about 3 weeks break. Yeah,
amazing, isn't it? Sevens come up again. It's incredible, isn't it? All right, Kevin. Hey, look, thank you very much for coming on again this season, mate. You do a great job on your website, by the way, mate. Your Rugby Heartland website there, it is fabulous, mate, and it's a one-stop shop. I actually think it leaves the official website for dead, quite frankly.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, it's 100%. I mean, it's no comparison. So, well done, mate. And we'll see if your results come through. So you're picking King Country to win by, what was it, 8 points and Whanganui
by
to
eight.
Win? Yeah, Whanganui and to win by?
Six.
So Whanganui, you get a nice little double on that one. Whanganui, 12 and under, $3. 13 plus, Whanganui, $1.80. Buller to win, 12 and under, by the way, folks, $5.50. Buller to 13 plus, $10. Good stuff, mate. Nice chatting, Kevin, as always.
Cheers,
Glenn. Kevin here from rugbyheartland.co.nz. Yes, and if you did like your Heartland Rugby, check out